Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebowing. Concerns were expressed about a possible dangerous structure on the main street during the Akron Village meeting. It was reported that two notices have been sent to the owner of the property without a response. The council decided to contract their legal counsel about the issue. His advance was to hire an inspector, hearing officer, to inspect the building. Doing that suggestion was approved. The council will hire a building inspector / hiring officer to inspect the structure at 3617 North Main Street. If the inspection determines the building is unsafe, action to have it demolished will be a solution to the problem. In other property matters, the council accepted the waiver for the purchase of property at 4334 Beach Street. And Michigan's new fiscal year 2027 budget includes more than $30.7 billion for the Department of Health and Human Services, with funding aimed at expanding behavioral health care, protecting access to Medicaid and SNAP benefits, and strengthening services for families across the state. State officials say the budget includes nearly $169 million to help Michigan comply with new federal requirements affecting Medicaid and the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, also known as SNAP, including increased administrative costs and changes to eligibility systems. An additional $20 million will support community organizations helping residents enroll in those programs. The spending plan also provides nearly $34 million to begin operations at the new Southeast Michigan State Psychiatric Hospital, adding 72 adult and pediatric psychiatric beds during the facility's first phase. Other investments include funding for substance use, prevention and recovery programs, emergency medical transportation services, nursing home and home care support, autism resource navigation, and implementation of recommendations from Michigan's Gun Violence Prevention Task Force. The Department of Health and Human Services says the budget is intended to strengthen access to health care, behavioral health services, and other critical programs while maintaining support for vulnerable residents throughout the state. When we come back from this Bayport State Bank sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
You're invited for a free All-Star Country Concert Wednesday, August 12th at the Grandstands during the Huron Community Fair, brought to you in part by Bayport State Bank. This is RC Wise from Bayport State Bank. There is limited seating, so get to the Grandstands early for best seating. The All-Star Country Music Concert features three different country bands: Waylon Hannell, Chase Murphy and the Backroads Band, and my good buddy, Randy Smeglinski. They will be lighting up the stage at 7 p.m. and play through 9:30 p.m., rain or shine, on Wednesday, August 12th. 2026 marks Bayport State Bank's 130th year of serving our Huron County community. If you don't bank with Bayport State Bank yet, stop into one of our offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, or Sebring and find out what real hometown banking is all about. So stop by the Huron Community Fair on Wednesday, August 12th, 7 p.m. for the free All-Star Country Music Concert at the Grandstands, brought to you in part by Bayport State Bank, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, the Harbor Beach City Council has approved zoning rules governing future utility-scale battery energy storage facilities within the city. The ordinance amendment, adopted during the council's July 20 meeting, establishes a series of development standards that any proposed battery storage project must meet before receiving approval. Required application materials include a detailed site plan, along with plans covering facility decommissioning, land restoration, fire protection, and stormwater management. The updated ordinance also sets operational standards for lighting and noise. Lighting must be limited to what's necessary for safe operation, remain within the property's boundaries, and avoid creating glare visible from neighboring properties or nearby roads. New setback requirements prohibit battery storage facilities within 300 feet of residential zoning districts. Additional setbacks include 50 feet from public road rights of way and non-participating properties and 250 feet, from wetlands, rivers, and streams. No setback is required between adjoining participating parcels. The ordinance is scheduled to take effect 10 days after its official publication on August 2nd. The complete ordinance is available at the City of Harbor Beach's website.
To kids, summer isn't just time off. It's time spent building confidence and curiosity. But when school meals pause, millions of kids lose access to the food they count on during the school year. As a neighbor-led network, Feeding America is deeply rooted in every community, ensuring summer meals continue nourishing growth and potential. Your support puts healthy food within reach, fueling the future for kids and their families. Give now at feedingamerica.org/summerhunger.
For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring.